Reading for June 29th, entitled, Power of the Gospel. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Dear husband, this is the last day of our meeting, except the parting meeting tomorrow morning. I have spoken every evening. There were a couple of Scotch people who came from Indianapolis named Cooley. His brother-in-law is Brother Fulton, who lives at Hutchinson. Cooley came from Nova Scotia and was a staunch Presbyterian. He was a man of means. His wife embraced the truth, but she met great opposition from her husband, who was set and would not yield an inch of his ideas. For some reason, to please his wife, he came with her to the camp meeting. He told her he would go with her to please her, but that he should never, never leave his views. After I spoke at the commencement of the Sabbath and asked for sinners to come to the front seats, he was there. All left, and he remained. Some 40 others also came forward. It was through the blessing of God that the words spoken that evening convicted him so deeply he could not shake it off. He went to his tent and solicited his wife to go out and pray for him. The tall, stern old cedar was falling. I spoke 1 hour Sunday morning before breakfast upon the mission of the Pacific Coast. He felt again deeply. Sunday evening I spoke again with great freedom. He left for his tent again under the deepest conviction, trembling under the most terrible burden he had ever carried. He again solicited his wife, whom he had so bitterly opposed, to pray for him. This morning I read some 35 pages, a deep, stirring appeal to God's people upon selfishness and the tithing system. He felt it all. After I ceased speaking, we had a conference meeting, which lasted till 12 o'clock. Brother Cooley arose and spoke. He repeated what he had told his wife and seemed to feel deeply because he had stood out so hard and been so bitter an opponent. As soon as he ceased speaking, I spoke to him for the first time, encouraging him to go forward. Finally, he took his seat beside his good wife for baptism. He seems to think that I am his mother and has all that deep attachment peculiar to the Scotch, because it was my labors that convinced him of his sinful course and led him to decide to be one of our people. The Lord has indeed worked at this meeting. Must take the cars in 15 minutes. Thought you would be anxious to hear and will send this unfinished. Signed, Your Ellen. Taken from Letter 37, dated June 29, 1874, to James White, who was founding the Pacific Press Publishing Association.